I'll tell you that one more time. A blessed person is a happy person. I'll tell you that a third time. People think things are going to make them happy. Well, it doesn't seem to be working that way in America. But when you know the Lord, He gives you something that money can't buy. Money cannot buy joy. Money can buy happiness. That's why people are always buying things. They want to be happy, and they're really looking for joy. But joy, you cannot buy. Joy is a gift from God. So we're blessed tonight. Everyone say, I'm blessed. Because we have joy, and the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. So when you have strength, that means you have healing. People that are sick are weak. But when you have joy, it is your strength. And joy brings healing. And joy brings prosperity. And joy brings you out of discouragement. And joy brings you out of defeat. Jehoshaphat said, let's appoint some people that know how to praise the Lord. That's what Joshua did. He said, let's appoint some people that are going to march around the walls of Jericho. And he said, on the seventh day, they're going to let out a shout. Can you say hallelujah? They are going to let out a shout. And they marched around them walls on the seventh day. They let out a shout, and the walls came down. You see, Satan is trying to keep you from entering into his kingdom to defeat him. He enters into your kingdom. But Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail. In other words, Satan cannot keep you out of his kingdom. We're going to into his kingdom to take back everything he stole from us. I didn't hear too many amens. We are going into his kingdom to take back everything that he stole from us. So this is what Joshua did. The Lord spoke to him and said, appoint some people that can shout. But I don't want you to tell them what's going to happen, because I don't want them to march around the walls in unbelief. I just want them to march around the walls on the seventh day and tell them not to talk to one another. They went on a word fast. Tell them not to talk to one another, because when people start talking to one another, it breeds unbelief. That's why you got to live by your own convictions and not somebody else. Say, I'm going to live by my convictions and not somebody else's convictions. So on the seventh day, they found out why they marched. Because now they let out a shout and the walls came down. Jehoshaphat was in a battle and he said, let's appoint some singers. In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 20th verse. Let's appoint some singers because we're going to win a battle. And it says they appointed, and when they consulted with the people in the 21st verse, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness, that should praise the beauty of holiness. So they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his army endureth forever. Now it says here in the 20th verse, 2 Chronicles 20:20, you see, the Lord gives you 20/20 eyesight. Tell you that one more time. The Lord gives you 20/20 eyesight. That's why it's in 2 Chronicles 20:20. It says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Now I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock some of you tonight. I like a shock treatment, don't you? Shock treatments help people. Luke the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. It says, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, that doesn't mean that a man that is intelligent has less understanding than you have, than the believers have. That isn't what it's saying. When it says here, the children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light, that doesn't mean that you are dumb. But what does it say in the children of this world and their generation are wiser? It means they have a system. They work on a system which the church don't do. What they learn, they apply. No, I didn't hear too many amens. What they learn, they apply. That's why they are successful. When God told the man in the garden to have dominion, he wasn't only talking to church people. The Bible wasn't even written then. When he said to Adam, have dominion, what was he talking about? Rule, subdue the earth. I want you to have a system. I want you to apply what you've just heard. Have a system. But the devil came around and said, God's trying to keep something from you. And this is what's happening with church people today. Well, God's trying to keep something from us because you haven't applied what you've learned. That's why Jesus said the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. If you read before that in Luke 16 chapter, you'll see about a man that had a system. Read it for us, Kevin. Let's see what he did before the 8th verse. Listen to what took place to a man that had a system. Church don't have that. They're sitting under a tree and they're waiting for God to bless them. I need too many. They're sitting under a tree waiting for God to bless them. Oh, Lord, here it's kind of like Saul. He's sitting under the pomegranate tree. Here he is, a king. And he's fearful, afraid of the enemy. He has 600 men with him that knew how to fight. And he's under a pomegranate tree, afraid of the battle. And that's like many today. These are church people. The Bible says we're kings and priests. But we're sitting under a tree waiting for God to bless us. But his son Jonathan said, I'm not waiting for God to bless me. I'm going to go in whether Father wants to go or not. I'm going to go up and I'm going to defeat the enemy. Amen. You see, Jonathan had a system. He took his armor bearer with him. He said, if they tell us to come up to the enemy, we're going to climb up this hill. And if they tell us to come on up, we're going to win. But if they say, stay where you are, we're going to lose. So you put a system to work, which church people don't do. They, under the impression, just going to a building is going to bless them. Hello? I said, hello? Going to a building is not going to bless you. Oh, I'm blessed today because I'm in a building. God don't dwell in buildings made by man's hand. You are the temple of God. And the Spirit of the Lord dwells within you. Oh, but God is going to supply all my need according to his riches and glory. You know why God supplies your need? To fulfill his need in your life. Oh, good measure. God's going to bless us. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto our bosom? How are you going to give to people if you don't have anything in your life to give them? I need too many amens. How are you going to give somebody something when you don't have it in you to give to them? Oh, but God is going to supply all you need according to his riches and glory. For what? To fulfill his need. The manna stopped when they entered into the promised land. Remember, 40 years, God fed them manna. Now that they entered the promised land, they had to go in and work it. In order to be blessed, they had to go in and apply themselves. Sitting in a building is not the answer. That's why some people today are oppressed and they have a mountain of problems in their life because they're waiting for God to do something for them when he already did it for you 1,900 years ago. Amen. He did it on Calvary. By his stripes, we were healed. I said, we were healed. The work is already done. It's past tense. Not that we're going to be healed, but we are healed. People have a low esteem of themselves. You know why? Because the church has brought so much conviction upon them that they live in fear. A lot of people just go to church because they don't want to go to hell. Hello? But they don't have the promises of God. Going to a building is not going to keep you from going to hell. To as many as received him, to them gave you power to become sons of God. You have to receive the Lord as your Savior. You have to know him. You have to be born again. A lot of people go to buildings and they're not born again. You have to be, Jesus says, you must be born again. There are three musts in the Bible. The first is you must be born again. The second must is you must lift up Jesus. And the third must is you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And you know what truth is? Knowledge. People spend thousands of dollars to have knowledge. Thousands. My grandson has a $5 million scholarship, Dartmouth College. But he worked. He applied himself. He did kept up with the system. All right? Just hanging out and going to college doesn't mean you're going to be brilliant in this world. But he applied himself. He took his television out of his room. He said, I don't want to watch television. Because he said it's too distracting. And for 5 years, when he went home, he studied. And know what it's worth? $500,000. Everybody said $500,000. That's what it's worth, $500,000. But we go home, come to church full of roast beef and unbelief.